poking at me. The point of it is, and this is where we get, well, you and I have a failure to communicate. We're in the communication business. Welcome to The Zone, by the way. Christina LaCure is here on a beautiful Wednesday, so she's going to help us get over the hump with argumentative perspective, regardless of whether or not it makes
any
sense.
Well, it went well for Tommy and RJ this morning.
Here's the point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not arguing about Boston. I'm arguing about their idiot mayor. He's over the years, and I'll play some more clips.
He's a well-known mumbling.
He's a
buffoon.
Mumbling, stumbling idiot. He should be a character. You know what he should be, Matt? He should play a villain in a Batman movie. That's what he reminds me of. He reminds me of a villain in a Batman movie. He's a stumbling, bumbling goon who continually says stupid things. We'll play a few more clips where you can make your own opinion. I don't want to influence you too strongly.
Okay. You know what reminded me of that was yesterday. Obviously, I'm assuming you talked about it yesterday. The Grambling State.
We didn't
conference.
Talk a lot about it. I'm not sure where to go with that.
Okay. All I want to say, though, is, you know what? I don't know the situation as much as I probably need to speak on it. However.
But I don't mind talking when I'm completely ignorant about something.
No. What I am about to speak on, I know about. I was at the gym yesterday. I was working out with my trainer. And there was the gentleman that they appointed from the team to talk about their situation.
Be careful. I don't know where you're going, but be careful.
I'm just saying, if you are appointed the gentleman to talk about the situation, you should at least be able to present your case.
I will say this. That's a young man who, I don't know if you follow Grambling football very closely. They don't do a lot of TV interviews because they're not covered very closely lately because they haven't been doing too well.
All I'm telling you is there are 70 gentlemen standing behind him. If you're going to stand up there and present your case, present your case.
Yes, maybe he's a team leader, but maybe not. Shouldn't be team spokesman. I see
no,
your point.
No, he shouldn't have.
Here's a more important issue, is that is an atrocity that has gone on down there. I also don't understand how Grambling recruits kids to Grambling. I really don't. I've been to that campus, unlike a lot of people who listen to this program. My father-in-law went to school at nearby Louisiana Tech, and the last time UCA went down there, maybe it was a couple times ago when UCA played down there, he took us on a little tour.
Mm-hmm.
We went around the campus. It is it's a little bit of a bleak perspective for those who go to school there.
And I think it's great what they did. If they want, you know, better conditions, they want better practice facilities, they need certain things, they need, you know, sanitary uniforms.
Yes, no doubt about that.
I'm totally in agreement with them. But if you're going to step up and present your case, have someone that can present your case.
Okay, well, here's what I would say. You, much like in the situation with the Boston mayor discussion, I think you're focused on the wrong thing, in my opinion. Here's the issue. There are some serious problems there. My problem with their perspective is, what did you expect when you got there? You do, I assume, not accept an opportunity to play at Grambling, rather, or any other school without going to the campus.
That's not true. I came to UCA, didn't even know where Arkansas was on the map.
You're a golfer. It's not the same situation.
How is it not the same situation?
Typically, football players do not go to campuses. I will guarantee you, if I went up to UCA today, when I go up and talk to coach and do the coach show this week, and I went to a man, or I went to Arkansas, or I went to UAPB, or I went to ASU, 99.9% of those guys, if not 100, and it would shock me if it wasn't 100%.
Really?
Didn't go to campus and look around. Campus visit is a very integral part of a young man's decision-making process for a football program.
Okay.
It is a huge part of what they do. It's not the same as golf or any other sport. I don't think swimmers probably spend a lot of time figuring out where they're going to swim. Although maybe it is a big deal. I don't know.
Okay.
It should be a big deal for a golfer. It's like maybe if your home course is a course that you hate, you know, is it someplace you want to play for the next 4 years? But my point is, I have been to the campus. I had not seen the facilities until the pictures came out about Grambling, but it is hard for me to believe that you could go through there and then be shocked by poor playing conditions. Now, all that being said, because all I can say is there is this bleak look to campus. It is not a very attractive campus. There's a lot of what look to be dilapidated buildings that are part of the campus life as far as dorms and things like that. Then you have this shining, spectacular, unbelievable football facility you get to play in.
Yeah.
The stadium's incredible. But part of the process for most athletes is you go see the weight room, you see the dorms, you see these other things. So it's hard for me to believe that they were completely shocked by some of the conditions that they were getting themselves into. At the same time, you say, hey, if I'm good enough to get a scholarship here, I am getting a free education, so you do have to weigh that. Bottom line, we will agree on one thing for sure. No college student athlete should have to deal with those situations.
Absolutely, 100%. But I really am going to stand my ground in the fact that I don't know everything there is to know about football. I clearly understand that. But I do believe that there are a lot of people that go to college without seeing the facilities every time.
I bet you'd be shocked by the numbers then. In football, it's just such a part of the deal. I mean, everybody talks about it.
Okay.
It's just such a part of the deal. I don't know anybody who ever went to a college and played football.
I just believe that a great number of those gentlemen have probably offered a scholarship, and they, at the time, probably didn't care where they were going. They were going to play college football, period. I don't care where you're going to play.
These are scholarship athletes, though, Christina. These are not guys that are just going to play.
It's a scholarship. I had a full scholarship.
Again, you're comparing golf. It's not. It's apples and, like, some other thing that isn't even it's not even apples and oranges. It's apples and, like, you know, arugula. It's not even close. It's not even comparable in any way.
Okay.
I mean,
I encourage anyone to call in. Let me know. Maybe am I completely off my rocker?
I know I'm 100% right on this.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know, you're right about everything.
No, that's true. I'm right about most everything. This is one that is not really up for debate. We can certainly debate the conditions or what the players should have done. Did they respond correctly? I don't think boycotting a game to get your way was the right thing.
They got national attention.
But you know what? Here's the problem. They had national attention prior to boycotting the game. Oh, and by the way, now... Yes, they did.
They did not have the attention that this got them.
They absolutely had the attention. They had ESPN on campus prior to saying we're not going to play the game. They had ESPN on campus because they boycotted practice a couple of days. And let me tell you what now. They're going to end up costing their university some additional monies because Jackson State is now considering a lawsuit because of the money they lost by not being able to host a home game. And oh, by the way, Jackson State did not get the layup victory that they deserved. You don't get a win in a situation like this. You get a game that never happened. So it's like they used to do the whole forfeit situation. Just like when a team violated rules, like with Ohio State and Arkansas in the Sugar Bowl, they vacate the victory. They vacate the game in this mm-hmm. situation. So it's not like you get a late. You're mad for two reasons. A, you screwed us out of a bunch of money for a home game. And B, you screwed us out of an easy win, which we thought we were in line for.
Yeah.
I will say this. Some good that has come from this. The football team did talk about, which again, these are things that are, you just take for granted certain things with college football programs. And they talked about how they had to pay for their own Muscle Milk and their own Gatorade and things like that. Well, Muscle Milk has stepped up and they heard about this. So this is a good thing. Over 4,600 bottles of Muscle Milk sent to Grambling.
That's awesome.
That is cool.
That's very cool. And I hope Gatorade does the exact same thing. And I guess one of their boosters has stepped up and actually come in to kind of mediate the situation at the school. And I think that's fantastic. I think what you're saying is they didn't actually have to forfeit the game. But what I was saying was the attention that they got in saying, okay, we're not going to go play this game. So you're telling me that you think that they didn't need to forfeit the game. They just needed to do the two or three things in the days before the game, or they didn't even need to do this at all? Because I'll tell you what, I know I'm right about this. No one knew, not very many people, unless you really follow college football, knows about Grambling. And now all of a sudden, the whole United States of America knows who Grambling is. I don't care if it's just the people in the South that may have known who it is. If they wouldn't have stepped up to have done this, I don't think people would have known who Grambling was.
No argument there. They should
I thought that's what you were saying.
No, they should have complained about the conditions. My point is they didn't have to forfeit the game.
So you're saying do everything leading up to and then and then play the game.
Sitting out because of the poor conditions, making a big stink about it because there's poor conditions, I have no problem with that. You know, saying, hey, look, you know, this coach is not looking out for our well-being, no problem with that. That's absolutely okay. I also think that the school took another step in the wrong direction when they got into it with the student body president who apparently called him soft. It's like, really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are a lot of things that were done wrong. The other thing you have to keep in mind, too, is it's all a big game financially, right?
Absolutely.
We're going to talk about this tomorrow. And certainly, you can't compare UAPB to a USC from the financial standpoint. I mean, a lot of these schools. I mean,
apples and oranges.
Well, LSU is right down the street. I mean, LSU is not that far away. Yeah. And LSU spends probably more on travel than UAPB spends on its whole program. It is somewhat, you know, there's a huge gap there, obviously. Everybody understands that. But it's an FCS program versus an FBS program, too. And you look at what UCA is compared to what Arkansas spends. I mean, if you want to go for, close.
Completely different.
Yeah. So the bottom line is that they cut that funding. An already tough situation became even more difficult because of cut funding, too. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of things that have gone on there that are not right. What is amazing—
But let's be honest. They now have 4,600 bottles of Muscle Milk.
They do have that. There's one good thing to come from this. Here's the thing that gets me, though, Christina. And you may not know the history, but I'm assuming you've read enough to know that Grambling was once one of the proudest programs in America as far as success goes.
I did know that, actually, because I've been reading on it. But had I not seen the controversy, I would have had no idea. I didn't even know really where they were. I've heard their name like a couple times.
Yeah, I mean, there's a coach's award in Coach Robinson's honor. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's a program that was once one of the best. It's like we talked about the other day with, we were talking about the Giants when we had Amani Toomer on the other day.
Mm-hmm.
How could something so right go so wrong. How could it go so wrong so quickly? This is a team that won a conference title a couple of years ago.
And they really didn't lose that many people. They still have the same quarterback and everything.
Well, last year they were horrendous. The entire university struggled last year. And I don't know if this funding issue is affecting the entire school because the basketball program was horrific. Everything down there was struggling. And I don't know exactly what the situation there. It is. The bottom line is there has to be a better way to make this work. It's very disappointing, and it's really sad that a once-proud program has fallen so far. I didn't really expect to get in this. I'm glad you brought this up.
Well, look at the board. It's just lighting up, and I think the first comment I might really like.
We are also going to talk about baseball today, Razorback baseball. We did not get to it yesterday, but Dave Van Horn was on overtime a couple of days ago. And if you missed that, we will play a couple of his clips from then, talking about the upcoming schedule, some high points, and a return to Central Arkansas. Update on college football. Arkansas off this week, but the rest of the country is playing, at least those who don't have byes this week. And Kevin Sumlin talking about his quarterback will update you there. Also, Jim Chaney, although it is an off week, talking about his issues with his own offense, which I thought was very telling. And I thought he actually said a lot of things we've all been wondering about. What exactly is the problem? Why is there such an issue offensively? What is the deal, especially with the passing game? And he talked a little bit about it with reporters yesterday, so we'll get into some of that. Some entertainment items, some great news in the world of entertainment. And Matt, you'll be thrilled to know. So our boy Matt Stell. Christy and I sat down finally last night and watched some Breaking Bad.
How was it?
I watched the first two episodes. I can easily see how this show gripped America's attention for an extended period of time. I'm embarrassed that I didn't catch on a little earlier in the game, but I will say this. The great thing about getting on something like this late,
now you can
you
watch
have
it
all of them now.
Row.
Yeah,
it's brilliant.
That was the worst part was waiting for the next episode.
Yes,
but I can say every episode better than the one before.
As Tom Petty once sang, "The waiting is the hardest part."
We did that with Dexter. Every Christmas, we watched like seasons of Dexter. My husband and I stay up till like 3 a.m. watching like.
Unlike Dexter, though, this one is good until the end.
What's
I love Dexter.
Really?
But you didn't like the final episode got a lot of heat.
Yeah, I've not watched the last season, but we watched like the first 4 or 5 seasons and they were awesome.
What was worse? The final episode of Dexter, Matt, did you see it?
No.
I didn't even see it.
I was right about it.
I was asking between that and Sopranos. Sopranos was really upset a lot of people. I mean, a lot of people hated the last episode of Seinfeld. You're already dealing with there's a negative connotation to it because something that people love is over.
Let's Sopranos just had so many loose ends that never got tied up, you know?
I bet that was all by design, I guess, right?
I guess.
It's frustrating.
Or maybe they just...
I think Friends had a good ending. Friends was probably like one of the bigger ones that I ever remember.
How did
they
end that show?
Friends and...
What was the final episode on Friends?
Mass suicide.
Unfortunately, that never happened.
You didn't watch Friends?
No, I did, but I don't remember what the last episode was. It didn't happen.
Well, they all came together and everyone, you know, Ross and Rachel got married and the whole bit.
They got married in the last episode?
Central Perk burns down.
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
Is that did they get married in the last episode?
I think it was the last episode.
So you're not sure?
I'm not 100% positive, but I remember being good.
I'm not either. Okay, well, it didn't have the same... It's not as memorable, I guess, as Sopranos or Seinfeld or others. The show was absolutely very successful, no argument. And I watched it, absolutely. But I'm just saying the final episode maybe was not as memorable.
I should really, really ask my girlfriend Kate because she knows everything there is to possibly know about Friends.
Breaking Bad is good to the end.
What?
Breaking Bad, good to the end.
Okay, good. I can't wait. Good to the last cup?
To the last drop.
The last drop?
Last drop.
Whatever. All right, if you went in today at 1021-433-1037, 1-800-477-1037, we'll take Keith Lee Service Company live fan feedback. We will also take emails, thezone@1037thebuzz.com, which I have a few of coming up here in a few minutes. What's up, man?
What's up, man? It's early. It's so early, and you are so wrong.
Ah, I love it.
You are wrong, bro. I went to a historically black college, and it's a lot of kids that came in that didn't even see the campus before they came.
They played football?
Played football, and they were scholarship kids. And when you're on your visit... So I visit a lot of places, but when they don't tell you you're going to take no 10-hour bus ride. They don't tell you about the crowd. They don't tell you the best way to get good pads is buy them yourself. I had to buy my own pads because the pads they was giving that was crap.
Where did you go?
On my own shoe to PB.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And the transfers, they come in from Oklahoma and Texas and all that, they know it's going to be a step down, but they don't know how much. Them kids from Grambling went on a 10, 12-hour bus ride.
Or more.
They didn't even feed them.
Yeah.
They didn't even feed them, man.
No, I know the situations are bad
that's
there.
That's crazy. One time in the Bluff, Dustin, we stopped at a high school and to eat cafeteria lunch.
Pine Bluff is a spectacular situation compared to Grambling, though. I mean, you've been to the camp. The campus there, it's not even comparable how bad the setting is down there by comparison.
Now it is because Pine Bluff building up and Grambling falling down.
That's really sad.
But back then, it was a reverse.
So how many kids did you know? I mean, give me a percentage. That never saw the campus before they signed a scholarship there?
Probably like 20.
20%?
Yeah.
Okay, that's remarkably high.
Yeah.
I've never met a kid that did not visit a campus.
Because you be up on UCA and Fayetteville, that's why.
I believe that Fayetteville, you may be right, Justin, but I would really like to hear from a UCA student. If there is a UCA college scholarship, I'm not saying full ride, like best one going there, but I believe that I will bet that there is guys on that team that have never seen UCA's campus that had a scholarship. I'm not saying they're like a top five recruit, but that came to that school without seeing it.
If they're top five recruits, they ain't going to UCA. That's the thing. That's what I'm saying. You got people coming from Third Ward, Houston to Little Arkansas Pine Bluff. They ain't care. They care if they got a scholarship.
I'm not even talking about Pine Bluff. I'm even saying UCA.
Well, we can sit here and debate it. Nobody has any actual numbers on this. I mean, this is just this is a debate. But you're definitely an example.
I've seen it with my own eyes.
Yeah, you're an example of a guy that has been there and done that. So, what year did you finish there?
2003.
Okay, well, you know, it hasn't been that long ago.
Tomorrow night at the draft, ask Coach.
Okay, I will. You know what? I'll do that.
Ask Coach tomorrow night at the draft. See if there's any guys that have come to campus.
I'll tell you this. I've interviewed a lot of kids over the years.
Uh-huh.
A lot.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just telling you there is
a
percentage.
Maybe I am. I'm saying it's a possibility. I'll be shocked if it's any more than a few kids. Anyway, the whole bottom line on it is...
That I'm right? It's okay.
No, that's not the point, Christine. The whole point is you don't have to stay there either. If it's not a good situation, I'm not sure how kids stay. If it's as bad as it seemed we saw in the pictures and we heard it described... I'm not sure why you stay. There are lots of places where you can go and either not play football and still get an education.
Justin, these guys got a scholarship there.
Right.
They're playing football there.
Right.
Sometimes this might be their only chance. The fact that these guys are not dropping out and going somewhere else, a lot of these guys don't have a second choice. This is their choice. So they're hoping it gets better. But this is a lot of those kids, this is their only option.
Well, I mean, you could still there are other levels of football that still give money. You know, you may not get a full ride. You may just get some
they
benefit.
They may not have the opportunity to seek that out.
Well, everybody can. You can get, if you want to take out a loan. I mean, I had to take out loans to go to college.
A lot of those kids, I bet you they wouldn't get loans.
I don't know about that. I don't know anybody that has.
Do you know some of those kids? I bet you they don't even know how to get into the process of finding a loan.
Anyway, Matt.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
I don't even know. Again, the hijacker hijacks. This is not even on the radar today, but I'm glad we're getting into it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm going to agree with her, too, because I can name somebody right now at Arkansas. Darius Pylon, never visited Arkansas.
Okay, again, I understand this. Okay, the point is that's one kid. I've actually had a couple people send me the note on that. So
I'm just bringing it up. That's a big university. He never even visited the campus. He
okay.
just went.
The majority of kids don't. Are you telling me that the entire team that walked out at Grambling had never seen the facilities there prior to going to the school?
No, that's my point.
A vast majority. Can we agree that a vast majority of the kids at Grambling, including all of them who walked out, that there's a possibility the vast majority of the kids that walked out had seen the campus prior to going there?
Oh, yeah, I would agree with
okay,
that.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that it never happens. I didn't say that.
And at the major universities, I would also agree that the majority, 95% probably have seen them. But it does happen where, hey, Alabama wants to gray shirt you, and you say, well,
right.
I'm going to take my chances with Arkansas.
He's a unique kid in a unique situation. He's a kid that was all planning to go to Alabama, and all of a sudden Arkansas comes in and says, well, hey, wait, we'll give you money right now. Oh, okay, well, that's a much better deal. I'll go. So that's a different deal. I understand that.
It does happen, though.
But fair point, no doubt. I didn't say it never happens. I'm saying it's a rarity. Bonnie, the fact that you're pulling one kid out of the blue just goes to my point. What's up, Bonnie?
Well, how old is Christine?
What's that?
How old is Christine?
I'm in my 30s.
Christine, you've never heard of Grambling State University?
She's from Canada, Bonnie, so don't hold that against her. They don't follow college football very closely up there.
Sorry, Bonnie. I've been here 11 years. I have heard of it before, but I wasn't familiar with the situation until I read about it.
Bonnie, I was shocked yesterday that I talked to a kid who is a very astute sports fan, who follows college football very closely, didn't even realize Grambling was in Louisiana until this thing came about, which that kind of shocked me, but nevertheless, it happened.
Well, was it a white kid or black kid?
It was a white kid.
Well, I can understand that.
Well, but I mean,
the only thing,
yeah.
Well, let me say it like this, because to be truthful with you, Grambling was the powerhouse in football. Grambling was known for having the winningest coach in America.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was far before Bear Bryant. It was Eddie Robinson. Now, a lot of people don't know that because we have a skewed sense of basically how we view statistics in this country. We give it to the Division I teams that basically had the money and the alumni back in the program. But the biggest thing that's really it should be highlighted on this whole thing is this: the disparity of where the funding goes as far as HBCU schools and Division I schools that are predominantly white. And that, you know, if you make that comparison, the funds are not distributed equally.
No, they're not.
And so when we sit there and we make these statements out on the news or on these shows and say, oh, wow, look at what happened with Grambling. Suppose it was just the opposite way around, and it were the white schools that were not getting the money.
Well, there are plenty of historically black colleges that don't have this type of situation, though, Bonnie. What I pointed out earlier, too, is, and I'm not sure how that came about, we all know Louisiana as a state has had some financial issues. But the fact that they had their funding cut recently, too, adds to the issue. So, I mean, they've had to make some very difficult decisions, and they're trying to run a fully funded FBS or FCS program, and it's really hard to do when you're already dealing on a shoestring budget, and then they cut that budget.
Well, and you know, let me give you to you another aspect. At most of the HBCU schools, like some of the schools in the Division I, the kids get stipends to play football. Those kids don't get it. They don't get it. It goes towards their program. And so when you're making these statements, and just like you're saying, you need to know the facts, because I've had kids on both sides of that those pendulums.
Mm-hmm.
And when you, you're looking at it, and I'm going to be honest with you, my husband and I have gone to all of the schools in the SWAC.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gone to the majority of the schools in SEC and some of the ones all over, in USAA.
Sure.
And when we've gone to the schools, and, you know, it's really, really disheartening to go to HBCUs and then look at the Division I schools that are right there in the same town, and the money is being distributed the way it is. If you ever want to really, basically, this the story needs to be told.
Well,
tell about the disparity and where the funding is going.
Well, again, is your program making money? That's the other thing, too. If your program is making money, or if it's a, if it's a popular program, I don't know how, but there's a couple things that confound me. How did Grambling fall so far so quickly? And secondly is, you've been around. How does Grambling's facilities, outside of the football stadium, which is spectacular, it is a jewel, but outside of that, how would you compare campus life, dormitories, other buildings you see on campus to other historically black colleges? Because I was shocked at the dilapidated look to the majority of that campus.
Well, if you're going to talk about that, then you have to go back to the legislators of the state, because they're the ones that control where those funding go to those schools. And so when that being said, even if you're looking at UAPB, now when I go back and I look at the financial report of the state, and they have everything listed in the newspaper, broken down, how much goes to UCA, how much, because I'm, a former alumni of UCA. And so I look at that campus, and I look at Pine Bluff, and I look at the Mule Riders, and I've been to Jonesboro and several of the other ones around the state. Now, and then you go to Fayetteville. Fayetteville gets a $2 million grant to rebuild the old main or something like that. And then you have the dormitories right there at other campuses. We're begging and scrounging for money. You tell me, how fair is that when the legislator sits right there and distributes that money right there? And it's not, it doesn't have anything to do with whether that football program brings any money. We're just talking about the facility. You tell me. There is your problem right there.
Well, I haven't seen the numbers broken down, I guess. I know it's available.
They have it in the paper.
Yeah, I know they do.
When they bring it all out,
I'll look
they
at it
have
again.
It right there. And start looking. And you tell me, in this age in which we're living in, how fair is that in this day and time that we're living in?
Bonnie, appreciate the call. Yeah, I don't expect I don't expect most of the schools in the state or any of the schools in the state to get the same kind of funding for some of those facilities as Arkansas does. But it's a little different situation. What I don't get is how – here's my thing. Opportunities are not – I'm not sure how you walk on that campus and you see some of the stuff that's been depicted in the last couple of weeks and go, yeah, I can deal with this. Because, I mean, I guarantee you that there are plenty of those kids, Christina, that walked on Grambling's campus and said, I had a better setting than this in high school.
Yeah.
I mean...
But you could come from a Texas high school and come to UCA and say the exact same thing.
That's a fair point. There's no question about that. I mean, there's a ridiculous amount of money being spent.
You drive into Dallas, that stadium on your right-hand side looks like bigger than Arkansas's camp.
Yeah, I would like to get somebody who's been in a situation, who's coached or been around some of these programs. And Bonnie's obviously seen a lot of them. So.
And Bonnie's very educated about what she said.
But comparing UAPB to Arkansas, I don't know. I'm talking about Grambling setting versus other conference schools, other FCS schools. They have fallen probably beneath the majority of schools they're competing against, too. That's an issue, not only competitively, but also in the conditions their kids are playing in. So it's a little bit surprising to me and shocking to me. And where has this been? How did it get like this? Because this didn't happen overnight.
That's honestly a very good question.
That doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
You know, and again, this is a team that was competing for a SWAC championship 2 years ago. It's remarkable. 10:34, back in a sec.